AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote but lost the presidency. That's the story, of course. Weeks old, but there's more.
An AP analysis of the certified results from all states and Washington, D.C. shows Clinton received nearly 2.9 million more votes than Donald Trump, with nearly 66 million to Trump's roughly 63 million. It's the biggest margin for any losing presidential candidate. The big discrepancy led to some Democrats lobbying for electors to go against Trump in the Electoral College, which he won 304 to 277. A joint session of Congress will certify the results. Results early next month, 2 weeks before the inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Four Washington state electors who cast their vote for someone other than Clinton will each be fined $1,000 next week. A New York man says he and his husband were removed from a JetBlue flight after his husband expressed displeasure about flying with Ivanka Trump and her husband, Jared Kushner. A spokesman for the Trump family declined comment. Donald Trump's boyhood home is up for auction again.
The Tudor-style house Donald Trump grew up in was supposed to be auctioned in October, but that was canceled after a flurry of last-minute interest. Now it's scheduled for auction January 17th, 3 days before Trump becomes the 45th president. It's a five-bedroom house in the suburb-like Queens neighborhood of Jamaica Estates. Trump's father, the real estate developer Fred Trump, built it in 1940. The house was listed last summer for $1.39 million. The realtor says the property has intangible value that goes beyond just the real estate. Of course, that's what realtors always say, but this time it may be true. Warren Levinson, New York.
President Obama, his family, and some friends are spending the afternoon at a beach at a Marine Corps base near his Hawaii vacation rental. He began his sixth day of his vacation with a workout at the base gym. This is AP Radio News. Holiday greetings today from the Holy Land.
To all of our Christian friends around the world, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his country welcomes Christians.
I'm so proud of our relations with our Christian brothers and sisters.
Netanyahu says Christians and Jews share a common heritage.
What a magnificent heritage it is. Yet we also know that it is under attack these days, that the forces of intolerance, of barbarism, that attack all religions, attack Christians with particular vehemence.
And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Christians face some of today's worst persecutions, but he says it's not from Israel.
We stand with you, and I'm proud of the fact that in Israel, this is the one place in the Middle East that the Christian community not only survives, but thrives.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.